Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few months ago, a friend invited me for a Tuesday evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes, but boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's has been there for 31 years and family-owned for 19 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas, with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pasta, and five daily specials. And their kitchen's open 24 hours for you late-night foodies. And I just love Ichabod's old-school Vegas atmosphere. When everybody else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar from 6:30 to 10:30. You want to win? You want to have fun? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Washington, D.C. It got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out! Number two!
Ladies and gentlemen,
I'm back. My name is Pat Casale. I'm not Kevin Wall, but you know what? This is live and local now. We go back to the phones. Lewis, good morning, and thank you for calling. Hello.
Hey, Patrick. Patrick, how are you doing today, sir?
Very good, sir. How are you, Lewis?
Yeah, I'm doing well, sir. Yeah, you know what, Patrick? 2024 is a long ways away. And it's going to be a longer way away for the haters or Democrats, liberals, whatever you want to call them. And it's going to be for the supporters, the Republicans, the lovers, whatever you want to call it. The last caller, she said words matter. Words matter. And she rattled off the typical media talking points. NATO, allies, blah, blah, blah. Well, words matter. Did she forget what President Trump said when he got elected?
I'm waiting on you. What did he say?
I got elected President of the United States, not President of the world. Words do matter. Look, we can agree that his tweets shouldn't be there. We can agree that his vocabulary level might not be there. We can all agree there. We can agree that he's not polished and all that. But you know what? If you really, really look at this objectively, take your heart out of it and the emotion out of it, this is the first presidency that I can recall that this man is getting persecuted for trying to fulfill campaign promises.
Absolutely.
I don't understand what the problem is. He's trying to get rid of Obamacare. Okay, so what? He said he was going to do it. Why are you mad that he's trying to get rid of what he said he was going to do?
Lewis, almost choreography. The choreography here is great because it's going to lead me into my next topic. Keep going, buddy. You're doing great.
You know, Patrick, I wholeheartedly say this. All you haters, come to the grip that 2024 is a long way away for you guys. A long way away. Because you know what? I didn't think this was going to go on for a year. Now we're going on 3 years here. It is what it is, Patrick. Should he say the things that he says? Absolutely not. You know,
not all of them.
With the comments about with the things about Kim Jong Un and the that American person that, you know, what he said yesterday. You don't say that, but I agree with you. There's a reason why he's saying it, and what's driving the Washington elite crazy and the media crazy is that they can't get a read on this guy. They don't know what he might say next. They have no idea what he's going to do next. And you know what? I wouldn't be surprised if every leak coming out of the White House is coming from the president himself. People, you just have to sit back and wait and see what happens.
He's stirring the
pot,
Lewis. You
know what? We haven't had a bomb set off in 400 years. And the reality with this president is, I don't care if you like him or hate him, Washington, D.C. is a lifelong country club membership that every single person in there has had to go through a rigorous process to get in there. And they're pissed because Donald Trump didn't go through that process, and he's in there snooping around, what is this, what is this, and there's nothing they can do because he is in the club, he's a member for life, and every single politician, whether past, current, or present, watches what they say. Why? Because they have a political career even after they're retired from politics. Look at President Obama. He's very careful in what he says, but he can't be in politics anymore, but he's part of the club, and the rules are you have to be polished. Trump doesn't care. He's going to say what he's going to say. Actually, it's quite refreshing.
Lewis, let me say this, Lewis, about what you're saying, and it's the truth. See, what he's done is he's upsetting the apple cart because he doesn't need them, and he's snooping around, and he's making things very apparent that people are starting to see it for what it is, and they don't like it. He's making inroads, and businesses are thriving again. Lewis, I thank you for the call. The phone number here is 1-844-2-NEVADA, 844-263-8232, your chance to voice your opinion. You want to find out just how good the United States is doing, just in Nevada alone. The franchise businesses are booming. Industry growth for Silver State is above average on a national level. They're coming here. Okay, and the reason, let's talk about the healthcare law now. Let's concentrate on the healthcare law. Do you want to know why they want Medicare for all? They want to do away with your employer-sponsored health plan? It's about a tax grab, ladies and gentlemen. Think about how much money is being paid in premiums by corporations that are offering benefits. You realize that 80% of the United States has group health insurance. About 200 million Americans or 190 million Americans get their benefits through an employer-sponsored plan that is tax-deductible. The benefits that you pay for your dependents through an employer-sponsored plan is pre-tax. Medicare for all will take away those deductions. And do you know why the Democrats want to do this? This is the golden calf left for them to go after and get money to raise, to spend the way they do and waste it. Now, I posed this question on Twitter to Bernie Sanders. Why would I want you, the government, to monitor my healthcare system when you can't handle, the ACA was supposed to cut families' expenses by $2,500 a year, premiums. Premiums are 400% higher. Why do I want you, a government that's blowing money the way you're blowing money on Medicare, $60 billion a year, on Medicaid, $550 billion a year? You cannot have Medicare for all and make it work. See, in other, you know, there's a couple quotes. This is my favorite quote from Bernie Sanders. He says, if our friends in Scandinavia can provide quality health care for far less than we do or than we spend, tell me why we can't do it. Well, number one problem is right now our system is for profit. If you go to Canada, you can't open up a cash business. You can't be a doctor for cash. That's against the law. Can you imagine? You want to talk about, he's talking about lobbyists. The biggest lobbyists in Washington, D.C. are Big Pharma and the AMA. And you know what? You're taking doctors out of their practices. You're not going to have the cutting-edge medical finds that we have in the United States. And the statistics that you hear about child birth rate being bad in the United States is because we keep statistics that they don't in other parts of the world. If a kid is prematurely born, they let him die. In the United States, they try to help him live, and then he dies later on. So that falls under the statistics of child birth rate. The Medicare for All pressure that's going to be on the shoulders of the Democrats, and by the way, Brady, you'll be the first caller when we come back from the break. When you look at where we're at in the system right now with Medicare for All, it's got to flop. When you talk about the cost, they're trying to say it's going to cut our expenses 14%. Do you really believe that? That's horse manure. They got to tax the piss out of you. You realize right now that you have Medicare. With those people that qualify for Medicare that are over 65, they paid into the system for 40-plus years. Look at your W-2. Look at how much you pay into Medicare. Let me tell you, the government mismanaged that. Social Security should never run out. And by the way, anybody that thinks that's an entitlement can kiss my behind. I paid into it. It's my money. You know what? Do away with taking Social Security out of my check and let that go into an annuity for me. Let's talk about that when we come back. We're going to go to Brady when we come back. We're going to go to you at 844-263-8232, 1-844-2-NEVADA. My name is Pat Casale. This is Live and Local now.
My fellow Nevadans, have you been wanting to start a new business but just don't know where to start? Do you have dreams of being independent and free to use your creativity? I'm Nathan Taylor, President and CEO of the Taylor Consulting Group. It's our mission to help small business owners get their doors open. This year, the Taylor Consulting Group is celebrating our 10-year anniversary. To date, we have helped over 1,000 small businesses get started here in our great state of Nevada. If you want to open a tavern, a supper club, a cafe, or a banquet facility, we can help. Our firm specializes in gaming licensing, liquor licensing, zoning matters, and government affairs. We are your one-stop shop for all your business consulting needs. Don't wait any longer to make your entrepreneurial dreams come true. Contact the Taylor Consulting Group today at 702-483-7045. That's 702-483-7045. Or visit our website at thetaylorconsultinggroup.com. That's thetaylorconsultinggroup.com. At the Taylor Consulting Group, your success is our business.
This is Amy Emanuel, your Republican candidate for Las Vegas City Council Ward 1. I was raised with the values of hard work, giving back to the community, and monetary responsibility. Las Vegas wants a representative that will support small business and spur job growth, promote pedestrian safety, and tackle our chronic homeless issue. I have the integrity and necessary experience to do this job. Please support me at the polls this April 2nd. A vote for Amy Emanuel will guarantee another conservative voice on the Las Vegas City Council, paid for and authorized by committee to elect Amy Emanuel.
It's the one day every year when fat is great. It's Fat Tuesday, and it's returning to Rhythm Kitchen. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Tuesday, March 5th, it's the 10th annual All-You-Can-Eat Fat Tuesday celebration. You'll enjoy Alaska snow crab legs, fresh Louisiana crawfish boil, catfish, fried shrimp, blackened chicken pasta, red beans and rice, plus Rhythm Kitchen's world-famous beignets and bread pudding, all served with salad and jambalaya. And be sure to ask about Rhythm Kitchen's Mardi Gras drink specials. Oh, and did I mention? Breathtaking views of the Las Vegas Strip, all for just $42 per person. You don't need reservations, but seating is limited and begins at 5 p.m. Check out this amazing Fat Tuesday Mardi Gras buffet at RhythmKitchenSeafoodAndSteaks.com. Rhythm Kitchen Seafood and Steaks is conveniently located on South Decatur, just off the 215. Call 702-767-8438. That's 702-767-8438.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit escapeadventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Escapeadventures.com.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Light your liberty. Starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To find out how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Welcome back. Another segment of Live and Local Now. I'm Pat Cassell. My good friend Kevin Wall, he's away for the day. He may be back on Monday, depending on the weather. If the weather's bad, I may be here Monday. If the weather's good, he'll be back in action. And please let him know how the show is going. You know, we're talking about all this stuff. We got Brady, who waited on. He wants to talk about Trump and the Democrats. We're going to give Brady his chance to speak his mind. Go ahead, Brady. You're on the air. Oh, Brady. Is Brady there? Brady. Oh, Brady. Are you there, Brady?
I'm here.
Go
I'm
for
here.
It, buddy. You got a chance. The floor is yours.
Thank you, Pat. Hey, I wanted to bring up, you were talking about why the Democrats hate Trump so much with such a passion. And the reason being is, if Hillary Clinton was elected, we would have like a climate change policy that would be driving this economy. We'd be going into a huge depression right now. We'd probably be at war. And their agenda that he loved from the climate change and being involved with NATO, the Paris Climate Accord, yeah, we don't agree with that. Trump and myself, we are climate warming deniers. We don't believe that the Earth is warming, and we don't believe they're Democrat scientists. We're fed up with the crap that they keep feeding us and our children in the schools, and say we have to listen to them like they're the gods or something, like prophesizing something that is written in stone. And it's not that way. The Earth is going to an ice age. They don't get it. And
hey, Brady, how old are you, Brady?
Stopping. Right on.
How old are you, Brady?
I'm 50.
All right, I'm 57. I'll be 58, right? Let me just say this. When you and I went to school, there was no such thing as homeschooling our children. You know why people are homeschooling their kids? They're sick and tired of having their kids preached to instead of taught in school. Teachers preach, they don't teach. And you know what? You hit the nail right on the head.
Well, thank you. And one other thing, too. And with Obama, they brought up the point, I think Carl was the smartest psychologist in the world, about Obama. He was never corrupt. Nothing was ever busted. None of them guys went to jail under Obama. Well, the problem was, Carl, that's the deep state. That is the original deep state. Obama was the number one mole, and Trump is weeding them out one at a time, and you guys can't handle it. But the problem was there, and just because they never went to jail doesn't mean there wasn't a crime committed. Just look at Hillary Clinton.
I pray, you know, it's funny, and Michael Flynn worked for who? Obama at one point. Again, the whole thing is a joke. I appreciate your time, and thank you for the call. Other callers, 1-844-2-NEVADA, 844-263-8232. Again, this is your chance to voice your opinion. Right, wrong, or indifferent, I want to hear about it. So, the Medicare for All, the pressure of the... they would change a system that was implemented from the time we became a nation... we call the Electoral College. Why? Because they want California, New York, and Illinois to dictate how we all live as a nation. The Electoral College was established with a principle to make everybody's voice count, make every vote count. If New York, Texas, Florida, Pennsylvania, Illinois, and California dictate policy, the other 44 states won't matter. And then you don't have the United States of America. You have you're having a monarchy. This is the problem. You know, I read recently how Henderson's growth is growing crazy because Californians are moving here. Why are you as a California leaving California? Why did you move here? Oh, would that be the economy's better here? The cost of living is much lower. Your money can go a whole lot further. Then why you stupid ass want to raise taxes in this? Why do you vote Democratic? These idiots up north right now want to destroy our infrastructure. And then you're going to see a mass exodus out of Nevada. They want to raise the tax. They want to take the ceiling off of property taxes, which will destroy our real estate market. The Affordable Care Act was a flop. We now have association health plans, and some of the states don't want to adopt them, but some that are doing it, it's working. Robert, you got 2 minutes. You got about a minute and 30 seconds. Go ahead, Robert. What about audit?
Yes, sir. I did work with Chris Kovac on the voter fraud task force. What we need right now is to audit the registrations on file, Secretary of State, A through Z Republicans, A through Z Democrats, in each language. Pull out the junk. Non-residents, we're not talking about illegal aliens. We're talking about if you don't live here, the address don't match, out. Let's audit the registrations. The database is loaded full of junk right now. And if we do that, we have a chance. Other than that, we're doomed. And I'm telling you, that's where it's at. Speak like a computer tech. The information that's on file is fraudulent. A lot of fraud right now as registered names. And even check if your name as a Republican is on the Democrat side, there was a many of that. So we want Barbara Sagatsky, let us audit the registrations already on file right now, please, to stop the fraud.
Thank you very much, Robert. I appreciate your opinion, and I agree with him 100%. You know, I saw a topic, a headline in the opinion section of the Wall Street Journal a couple weeks ago. I love this one. It said, stop the impeachment fishing expedition. And it's true. All these bastards want to do in Washington is investigate the president. You realize if he was dirty, they would have found out about it 2 years ago, and they would have lynched him. They can't. They're pissed off that the Mueller investigation is not going to produce anything to hold President Trump in harm's way where they can impeach him. So they're going after all these people. They want to say, well, this one's dirty, that one's dirty. Are you kidding me? How many people that were associated with Mrs. Clinton were dirty? I mean, come on now. Manafort was just it was just part of the deal. Manafort was guilty all along. They knew about his guilt. But what about the associates of Manafort who dealt with that were on the Democratic side? What about the Russian influence? We're going to go to another break. We come back. We go to Will Freed. And you, if you want to join in at 1-844-42-NEVADA, 844-263-8232. Stay tuned for more.
Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Beelzebub has a devil put aside for me.
For me. My name is Pat Gasell. You're listening to Live and Local now. Let me tell you something. From reparations to the new Green Deal, the litmus test to being a liberal is to mean give everything away and weaken a nation. We are the United States of America, one of the most powerful, greatest nations on earth. You know why I'm right, and you know I'm right? People are trying to get in here any way they can, under the wall, over the wall, through a lake, a river. It doesn't really matter. They want to come here. The opportunity is here. And now you got these bozos want to get reparations? What reparations? We've taken care of business. We're talking about 250 years ago. This is 2019, ladies and gentlemen. It's time for us to fight back. We are going through a civil war. It's about to happen. The only difference is right now it's civil. But wait till the violence starts, and it's going to happen. We go to the phones. Will Freed, thank you for waiting, my friend.
Well, thank you. What was your name again?
My name is Patrick.
Patrick. Well, thank you, Patrick. Well, look, there's a whole slew of things. I don't know which one to answer. It's like popcorn popping here. Reparations. I'll do reparations. I'll give you $10,000 and a one-way boat ticket back to wherever the hell somebody stole you from, because you simply can't appreciate the fact we brought you here and freed you, killed our own people, and now the disrespect for that is just unacceptable. And we are in some kind of a war, the likes of which we've never seen before. Let's not forget in the past, those people carrying the pitchforks and the torches going to the castle, we thought how stupid they were. Well, guess what? We are those people. Those people suffered the same consequences. They were unable to equivocate what was happening. That's where we're at. 98% of all problems are leadership-based, period. End of discussion. Here's the problem. Right now, voting is the primary foundation because you have to prioritize. When we're in times where they've lost a mission like this, you have to assess all the data and prioritize. It's in the voting. The voting needs to go like this. The ballot needs to have a consecutive serialized number under an infrared light. When you cast that ballot, I want that ballot cast in one, but I want it cast in another unconnected data bank. I want to see two data banks simultaneously. At the same time, I want to be able to know who's registered. I want to see the full registration. I want to see all the nonprofits that are doing, they're out there getting them sent signed. I want to see every individual that tracks that data flow from the point of its printing until the point that we count it. I want camera surveillance on all of that, and here's why. I don't care what you do. I've heard all this crap talk about this and all the abortion this, which is really about sex. I just want to say that. But all these things are occurring as distractions, like fetch the bone. It doesn't matter what you put up there that sounds glorious. If your foundation for data is not accountable, you're done. You're going nowhere. I'm talking a little fast here, but I'm trying to move. In other words, there's so many things out there now, we don't know where to begin because it's all becoming interconnected. And in that interconnection, we never saw the press like they are now. We're now realizing these people are not press, they're propaganda. They're actually an extension of a group of people who become parasitic by nature.
They're a marketing machine. They're like, yes, it's like an infomercial.
It's worse than that, though. Well, I'm paying these people. They're undermining every foundation to a society. Let me tell you about foundation. You know where all commerce comes from, Patrick? All commerce comes from two entities. That's the dwelling you own and the dwelling you don't own. From those two dwellings, everything is begotten, because all business is a product, service, or solution. And all that oil, all that crap, it doesn't go anywhere without a residential unit. And inside that residential unit is the family. Without the morals, you can't hold family. Outside of family, it's all deviancy. So my point, and not only that, but how about this? You know where we all come from? And I don't want this taken in a bad way. We all come from a portal. We all come from the female. Now, it's damn well time we begin to understand the dynamics of that. Your form and function, your accountability. Honey, if you're going to breed them and think I'm going to feed them, you're wrong. I'm going to shoot them if they don't have a moral foundation to their participation in my society. So now I hesitate to have these verbal Gatling gun slinging moments. I'm quite capable of that, but it's time we slowed down, did unhurried thought, opened up the cameras, everything, put people on the stage where we can interrogate, probe, and challenge them, and at the same time see what the hell is the complete and true and actual truth. What is true and actual account impact? We need to get to the truths, not partial truths. And I'll tell you, the Democrats, the saddest thing of all of this is they're using our children. They're taking our children. They're doing racial, moral, neuter, gendering, bending. They're using them as revenue streams and what we call generating streams of revenue. The poor children, this is unbelievable. And 80% of the public is now gaming the system. And Donald Trump is the only ray of light I have seen in a decade. I consider him to be some kind of archangel let me tell you something. The universe is comprised of, for every action, there's an equal and proportionate reaction. And these people have gone dark on us. some of the comments they make are so unfounded without any kind of moral foundation or accountability. And where the hell are those Republicans that should be standing up next to Mr. Trump? Now, we are in a war, I think, but I don't understand the dynamics there because none of us truly wants to hurt. We're the morally inclined and they're the morally deviant. And, Patrick, you've warned me. You've given me the rope to hang myself because I'm not capable of maintaining this gathering of sequence.
Well, I'll stop you there, but I will tell you, that was a great dialogue. I appreciated your input. And let me just tell you this right now.
Well, thank you.
That's just the fact that we have some idiot, a governor, that would go on a radio show and say, we're going to deliver the baby and leave the baby, make the baby comfortable, and then we're going to talk to the parent, and then we're going to kill the baby, is enough said. We want to worry about people being separated at a border where we're killing our own people in the United States of America after they're born, after 9 months. There is the problem in a hole, and the Democrats are embracing it. If the American people don't wake up now, they never will. It's time we kick ass and take names. Thank you for the call, Will. You know, listen, it's time that we wake up. I mean, we're going to have a law where we can have a late-term abortion, which is extra childbirth. I mean, can you believe this is the United States of America? Where are we going? DeCassius is where I'm going. How you doing, buddy? How's it going?
How are you, Patrick?
Really good, sir. I got a little passionate there.
Yeah, I understand. Just an aside concerning the self-proclaimed, I've got no cause to doubt him, but the self-proclaimed psychologist that claims to have gone to medical school and is just a psychologist. Gee, you know, you would normally go into psychiatry, but be that as it may, for him to justify examining on the far without having any case history, medical histories, or having examined Mr. Trump personally, for him to make pronouncement about his mental health or any type of diagnoses whatsoever is highly unethical. Retired or not, sir, you cannot make diagnoses over the phone or through television and proclaim that you are a trained psychologist. It's just unethical. It's just beyond the pale. So I'd like to have him rebut that. Number two, when it comes to reparations, I would like to ask you, Patrick, how exactly would the Democrats or the far left, how would they administer that? How would they apply that? How would that be collected? Do you have any idea?
No, I really don't.
Okay.
I honestly don't. You know what? I every time I think I got it figured out, they throw a curveball at me, and I can't. It's a curve. It's a curveball slider, fastball all in one. I can't. There's no chance. I mean, it's almost impossible to comprehend the idiotic expressions of an AO. The fact that AOC got elected, and the things that she says, and they think they're making her to be a media princess. I'm like, what in the hell is going on in America?
Yeah. We've come very far, I guess, with this new display of idiocracy. But I would say this in terms of administering any type of reparations payment. Well, of course, those who would receive it are all for it. But it is completely on its face, at its basic principle, it is immoral. You cannot take from those that did not commit the crime or did not perpetuate the crime. Take from them and give those to the so-called victims when they are so far removed generationally from the victim. From the actual victim generation, and you could make the argument that they've been well compensated since that time. But of course, the argument of the left is that you and I, white people, and that means all of us, have benefited because of something that was ended in 1865. We've benefited through 200 years of slavery, and that somehow this ethereal, mystic blame that is perpetually put upon our shoulders into perpetuity is somehow we're responsible for these payments. And I would say not only is it immoral on its face, but how do you divide the payments when you would have to establish white people that have been here pre-1865, and then you would have to discount the 3,000 blacks, freed blacks that owned 12,000 slaves. You would also have to discount the large amount of American Indians that owned slaves. So exactly how do you do this, and in what amounts, and who's to decide? Is it going to be at the point of a bayonet that I and you and our children are supposed to pay reparations? This is insane. This is just
Cassius, if you really look at this and study slavery's been going on from the beginning of time. A more powerful nation would go in there and invade and wipe out people, and those that were survived were told they became slaves. I mean, that's the way. I mean, the Vikings did it. I mean, it's history. English did it for years.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not saying I acknowledge and appreciate slavery. I don't. But the bottom line is, What happened 500 years ago, 250 years ago, is not today. And if you want true reparations, then every nation on this planet that had slavery of some sort should be paying. And how do you pay? How do you pay somebody for, pay me for something that happened to my ancestors 250, 300 years ago? You don't.
No.
I didn't suffer. I have an opportunity to be a great man and make be a success. Or I can have a choice to not be a great person. I can live off the dole of the country. Bottom line is, it's horse manure. It's just fodder that the press helps them spread to try to get elected. They're trying to buy a friggin' election. That's the bottom line.
Yes, I agree with you, and the discussion is academic, and we can discuss this academically forever, but it cannot be administered, it cannot be levied, it is completely immoral, and if they ever decide to do that, in addition to wanting to confiscate firearms, there will be a second Civil War. Thank you.
God bless you, Cassius.
God bless you.
We're going to be going to break in a second here, but we're going to be closing off the last segment. Again, it's 844-2-NEVADA, 844-263-8232. I said that the show would breeze by like lightning, and it has. I can't believe we're going into our final segment, and I want to thank every caller, including my man Carl and Joel. You don't have to agree with anybody. You, this is the best part about this platform. I want you to have an opinion. My name is Pat Casal. Kevin Walsh should be back on Monday. We'll be right back after this on Live and Local Now.
Councilman Steve Soroka ran on a promise of settling the issues regarding Badlands Golf Course, that he would work with all parties to solve the issues once and for all. That promise was empty. All he has done since his election is delay and obstruct any attempts toward a solution. Though the owners of the property are willing to meet anytime, anywhere to discuss the issue, Councilman Soroka has met with them once. Doesn't sound like someone who is working toward a solution. His refusal to resolve the matter not only leaves a huge undeveloped area in the middle of the district, but has left the taxpayers on the hook for possible endless legal bills and huge damage awards, while killing the opportunity for hundreds of jobs and millions in economic activity in the process. Enough is enough. It's time to put an end to this once and for all and recall Steve Soroka and elect someone who will solve problems and not compound them. To learn more about the issue and how you can be involved, please visit StopSoroka.com. StopSoroka.com. This ad was paid for by the committee to recall Councilman Steve Soroka.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
For many, open enrollment 2019 closed on December 15th. Not if you're self-employed or an independent contractor. You have plenty of time to enroll. In fact, you can enroll up until February 28th for a March 1st effective date. Anyone who's paid on a 1099, has had a Nevada business license for at least 6 months, or is a member of the Real Estate Association, GLVAR, has the opportunity to enroll into better coverage for lower premiums. For more information, call Patrick Casal of the MultiCare Group, 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449. The opportunity to buy better plans is now a reality. Lower deductibles, better premiums with national access networks is now an option. Call me, Patrick Casal, at the MultiCare Group today, 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449, and find out the options do exist. For more information, check out my website, The MultiCare Group. That's themulticaregroup.com.
I'm Michael Schaus, Communications Director for Nevada Policy. In 2017, the state's only funded educational choice program was given an extra $20 million to help low-income kids find better schools. Now Governor Sisolak says he doesn't want to keep that funding in the budget. His plan to slash the program could mean nearly 1,000 low-income students are going to lose their scholarships and be forced back into schools that didn't work for them in the first place. In 2017, the Nevada Teachers Union promised they would roll this program back or even eliminate it. Unless parents start pressuring their lawmakers today, it looks like the union might just have their way. That's why it's more important than ever for parents to let the governor and the legislature know that improving education should mean helping kids get into classrooms where they can truly succeed, not taking away the very scholarships that make it possible. Your voice, your phone call could be what makes a difference. So visit NevadaPolicy.org, sign up for our emails, and you can get involved this legislative session on this issue and all the other issues we're keeping a close eye on in 2019. I am Michael Schaus, Communications Director for Nevada Policy.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
I am like a hurricane today. This thing is rocking right by. Live and local, my name is Pat Cassell. Kevin Wall is in St. Louis on assignment. Should be back on Monday, provided the weather holds up. If not, I'll be here. But let me say this. I forgot. How could I omit this? Kamala Harris wants to run for office, and now she's saying prostitution should be legalized. Is that because she used knee pads to get up, rise above in California? Oh, by the way, that's what I had heard through the political ways and means. I may be out of line for saying that, but it's proven that she was shacking up with a married man much older than her who was helping her get money. This is the kind of people we're going to support in the White House. Are you kidding me? Prostitution, legalized pot, murder. But it's all free, folks. It's all free at a cost of what? Who knows? Go to the phones. James, welcome back to the show. How's my friend doing, James? Line one, I'm sorry. Hi, James. How are you?
Patrick. Hey, to follow up with that, yeah, the gentleman's name is Willie Brown. Big mover and shaker there in Northern California, involved in politics for 30 years. And that is true. That's well known that Kamala Harris was sleeping with him while he was married, and he proudly talked about that. And she also mentioned that when she was in college, she was listening to Tupac and Snoop Doggy Dogg. Well, that'd be kind of hard for her because she was in her undergraduate. That was before any of them recorded albums. She's just like Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton said she was named after Sir Edmund Hillary. And she was born in 1947, and Sir Edmund Hillary was unknown until 1953 when he summited Mount Everest.
Go figure.
What else do those two have in common in addition to time travel? Oh, both of them flunked the bar exam. So these are supposed to be some of the smartest women in the world. And by the way, Kamala Harris is an African-American. She's Jamaican Indian. That's her ethnic ancestry and her family history and genealogy. And Hillary Clinton, supposedly, she was helping out as an abuela to the Spanish children in Chicago. She was helping them out in the strawberry fields. That's probably where John Lennon got strawberry fields forever. But I just wanted to rhetorically, yeah. So, I mean, Carl and Joel are what they are. Carl, also, one other thing, because Cash has covered it from hither to yon, stem to stern, but Carl also claimed that he was an ensign in the Coast Guard. Well, if he had a PhD in psychology or an MD in psychiatry, he'd be at least a lieutenant in the Navy, which is an O3. I was ROTC, as you know, Patrick. I was a combat engineer, and I'm a structural and foundation engineer. And, you know, I was a second lieutenant, then I was a first lieutenant, and then I was a captain, and then I served the rest of my time in the reserves. And I served over in Turkey and Iraq, and I can tell you right now that what the reporters did to Donald Trump, there wasn't a whole lot he could do. I mean, he could have said no comment, or I'll let Secretary Pompeo talk about that, or John Bolton, or he could have said, I already discussed that in my State of the Union address last year regarding Otto Warmbier. And it was a tragedy what happened to him and wrong. And the one thing I can't understand, Patrick, and maybe you could up-channel this through the state, is why the Secretary of State, I mean, Mike Pompeo graduated top of his class at West Point. He was top cadet, and he was magna cum laude at Harvard University. On all passports, I do not understand why it doesn't say on there, do not travel to North Korea, do not travel to Iran, because the State Department will not expend any diplomatic effort whatsoever to secure your release. You are at your own risk if you go into these countries. I cannot understand it for the life of me. And it's mind-boggling. I have a son right now, Patrick, who's in South Korea. I mean, he's doing the Lord's work, but he's going to be there for 2 years. And, you know, he watched those events with bated breath, and all the missionaries did. But I can tell you one thing is, you know, the South Koreans that he talks to, they can't stand the Kim dynasty and that corrupt dictatorship. And I don't know if Carl or Joel know, but the seedbeds of this whole North Korean problem was laid at Yalta under Franklin Delano Roosevelt. He was the one that sold out Manchuria and let the Soviet Union, after Europe was secured in May of 1945.
Hold that thought, James. I hate to be rude. I want to get this last guy in, and we're
no
only got
problem.
About a minute and a half. But, James,
no
I may
problem.
Be back
yep.
on Monday.
Have a good
Please
one.
Call in. You
yep,
know,
bye-bye.
It's
yep,
ironic,
bye.
But when you think about what he just said about the Trump's only fault, before we go to Ben, is this. Sometimes you just should say no, not say anything. We go to Ben. Go ahead, Ben.
Yeah, thanks. I wanted to mention Kevin had a guest on, Mark Hutchison, yesterday, and Mark Hutchison claimed there was no proof of illegal vote registration. Well, he obviously doesn't listen to this program very often because Megan Barth provided all the proof anybody should need. I think the biggest reasons the Republicans took a beating here in the last election was because of do-nothing Brian Sandoval. Brian Sandoval was the one that pushed for giving driver's license to illegal immigrants because he said then they would buy insurance, and then we found out that the major insurance companies said they would insure even Mexicans with a Mexican license. So Brian Sandoval didn't help much of anything here. He didn't help school choice. He sat on it. He just allowed this state to become a sanctuary state. And I feel that Brian Sandoval was the biggest reason for the beating the Republicans took in the last election.
You know, it'd be hard to argue with you, Ben. You covered the bases quite well. And I thank you for holding and being on the air with me today. You take care. My name is Patrick Casale. We're wrapping up the show. Carl, I would love to get you on. Maybe if I'm back on Monday, we can talk some more. But as we wrap up the show, I'd like to say a special thank you to everybody out there. You know what? I had the opportunity as a coach to coach. I was helping out a guy who was head coach of the team and watch Bryce Harper. It was amazing. I wish you all the best. God bless. Ciao for now.
How's that for? If it's right between the summer machine. On the town side, I drink in the night. Any place that goes is right. Ghost bar lies near. Good stars away from here. Well, you don't know what we can find. Why don't you come with me, little girl, on a magic carpet ride? You don't know what we can see. Why don't you tell your dreams to me? Fantasy will set you free. Close your eyes, girl. Look inside, girl. Let the sound take you away. Last night I owned a letting slip, and so I wish that I could stay. Before the pain could answer me, well, someone came and took the lamp away. I looked around, a lousy candle's all I found. Well, you don't know what we can find.
I recently Google searched digital marketing companies in Southern Nevada and SoCal, and boy, there's a bunch of them. Hey, Kevin Wall here. So why should you commission Sofa King Creative Group to create and manage your company's website and social media? Well, to begin with, Sofa King Creative Group is one of the fastest-growing digital marketing companies in the two-state area. They provide personalized support to each and every client. I should know, because that's the kind of service I get from Sofa King Creative Group each and every day. If you're in need of a new website, graphic design, a social media, SEO, or maybe you need all of the above, give them a call right now. They're standing by to take your call at 702-965-2016. Ask for a free evaluation of your website and your social media. It'll only take a few minutes to do, and again, it is absolutely free. That's 702-965-2016. One more time slowly, 702-965-2016, or check them out at skclv.com.